Our culture has been like this for many, many years, probably since its inception. 30-plus years, 1977, we issued our principles of good regulation, and openness is part of that.
Now, the NRC, of course, regulates nuclear power plants, and the public is concerned about that. What are the open initiatives that you had going in the first place before it became open government with a capital O and a capital G?
Sure. Paramount to that is transparency, and that's holding and fundamentally holding public meetings. It could be public meetings in Rockville, where our headquarters is. It could be at a location at near one of the power plants.
And so have you moved that to the online type of world?
We do web streaming. I think a lot of it gets back to holding events, holding meetings in locations where people have an interest in what we're doing. And I think that's paramount, again, to what we do. Transparency for the public and those that have an interest in what we're doing.
And so the public, what do you know about their interest in nuclear plants? I guess it's mostly people that live near them. And what do people want to know?
You're right. The first group that does have an interest in it are those that live around a nuclear power plant. What are we doing as a regulator? What are we doing, for instance, to regulate, ensure for public safety, protect the environment? It could be groundwater, groundwater contamination. I know that's been a big issue up in Vermont, near Vermont Yankee. Demonstrating to the public what we do.
And because I think probably people's perception of nuclear plants is wrongly, perhaps, but irrevocably affected by the movie The China Syndrome, and so everyone's worried about whether something will melt down or not. Do you get that question a lot from the public? Will things crack or break open here?
I don't think we do, but I think we do get very serious, very informed questions from the public, and I think that's the one thing that I personally am very impressed with, is that the folks, that the citizens that have an interest, that are stakeholders, that care about what we do, that care about how we are as a regulator, they're very informed and very intelligent and ask some very good questions of us.
So when the new administration came in and they made transparency and open government a big priority with lots of orders for agencies to do, did that really change things much for NRC?
No, I think that was my first reaction when I saw the open government directive was, wow, we already do this. What is it that we can do as an agency to augment it, to improve it? What can we do as an agency to improve our transparency and openness and continue to keep the citizens informed of what we do?
So what have you done to improve it?
Well, part of it is some of the initiatives in terms of expanding our web streaming, meaning getting public meetings out to a broader audience, initiatives such as improving our website and improving data, pushing additional types of data sets out for the public to be able to get to.
We're talking with Darren Ash. He is the CIO for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He's also the Deputy Executive Director for Corporate Management. I didn't realize you had that second title.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
I have, besides the IT responsibilities, I also have administrative responsibilities, things like our new headquarters building, physical security, personnel security, contracts.
Wow. That's a pretty big portfolio.
It's a big portfolio.
Now, contracts, let's talk about that for a minute, because I didn't realize that was part of your purview, but that's a big object of openness these days, too. Posting, there's the possibility of contract actions all being posted on websites. Is that something that the average agency manager has the means to do, even if they want to do it, if they have the technical means to do it?
The data is out there, and I think that was one of our first data sets, and it was all commercial contracts over $100,000. Very proud of being able to push that information out.
And so in your panel, what did you tell people in terms of how they have to orient themselves toward what you've been doing for years at NRC?
I think the first thing and the most important thing to recognize is culture is not something you can change overnight. And that's probably the key takeaway that I'm giving to folks.
So what's step one if you decide, hey, we have people digging in here, I don't see the data sets happening, I don't see the transparency happening, where do you start?
I recognize that change is important. Take one step at a time. And I think a lot of it gets back to leadership. Demonstrating that openness and transparency is important, but also demonstrating, walking the talk.
So what can a leader do, such as yourself or someone, a counterpart that you might have in another agency or department, what can they tangibly do to demonstrate transparency or commitment to it?
I mean, some of the simple things, listen. Listen to your staff. Listen to the employees of the agency. That's probably the first thing I'd say. But also actively demonstrate that you're doing something with what you're hearing. It could be through surveys, but also giving them feedback of what did I do with your concerns.
How about picking some piece of data, for example, and making sure that it gets published and that people know that you made sure it got published. Does that, can that help?
That can help, but also ensuring that that data is what they call machine readable. It's something in a format that is readable. It's not just in a PDF type of a format.
Yeah, because if people say, well, you want data, here's data, and you give, you, people used to give out big, thick printouts of dot matrix from mainframes, right, which was useless to anybody, but technically it was information, so that's not what we're talking about.
That's right. And when I look at all the data, all the studies we do, performance data, the plants, et cetera, we publish an amazing amount of information. It's already been available and continues to be available on our website, but not in a form that the administration really has asked us to do as agencies, all agencies, is make it in a form that's more readable.